It's Thursday, April 30th, 2026. The House has passed a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security. New Yorkers are rallying against new casinos, and Mayor Zoran Mamdani wants New Yorkers to go to more public hearings. That's What's What Today. I'm your host, Lainey Nguyen. Senator Chuck Schumer says it's about time. He's referring to a bill that the House has passed to fund the Department of Homeland Security. Money will go to departments like TSA, but not immigration enforcement operations. DHS has been unfunded since February, as Democrats demanded changes to ICE and border operations. Republicans are now trying to find another way to get ICE funding through a weeks-long budget reconciliation process. But for now, this bill will head to President Trump's desk to sign, ending the longest agency shutdown in history. On Tuesday, New York City's first full casino opened in Queens after years of trying to get a license. Two more casinos in New York are opening in the coming years. That's why community members are organizing a rally on Saturday. WFUV's Sonia Wellawittagoda spoke with a rally leader.
Previously, in New York City, only racinos were allowed, which had horse tracks and electronic games, but no table games, cards, or dealers. Full casinos were only allowed upstate. In 2013, a new measure allowed full casinos in New York City, but it took years to actually award the license. Last year, three casinos were approved. The first is the expansion of Resort World's casino near JFK Airport, which opened Tuesday. The other two are new projects in the Bronx and Queens. The state says the casinos could help increase tax revenue by $7 billion, but some community members are against their arrival. Jack Hu is a Flushing, Queens resident organizing the rally against Mets owner Steve Cohen's casino. He says the new casinos are being placed in predominantly working-class immigrant neighborhoods, where many residents are spending the majority of their paychecks on rent.
These casino projects, like, we know the business model of casinos, right? It's essentially a tax on the vulnerable and a tax on the working class.
Ralliers will gather in front of a school in Jackson Heights on Saturday afternoon. Hu says he and Queens residents will continue to do everything they can to resist the casinos, which are slated for construction in the coming years. I'm Sonia Wellawittagoda, WFUV News.
Mayor Mamdani wants New Yorkers to take part in public hearings through a new program. Its first target, to make sure both renters and landlords have their voices heard at upcoming hearings that decide prices for rent-stabilized apartments. WFUV's Mia Barth reports on the new addition to the mayor's Office of Mass Engagement.
Mamdani says that last year, only 400 New Yorkers testified at rent guideline hearings, even though the decision of the board impacts more than 2 million New Yorkers. That's why Mamdani's creating an initiative called Organize NYC. He wants to make it easier for New Yorkers to get involved in decisions that impact them.
The political process does not, cannot, and must not end just on election day.
Sia Weaver is the director of the mayor's office to protect tenants. She hopes that more people getting involved in government will lead to better results.
We know that when New Yorkers get organized, whether it's in their building or to come down to City Hall to testify or to testimony in their neighborhoods, that repairs come faster, our enforcement is stronger, and that the housing policies that we shape are sharper.
The mayor says he's not interested in governing alone, so anyone interested in this initiative can go to organize.nyc.gov to learn more about how to get involved. I'm Mia Barth, WFUV News.
Some young people in New York and New Jersey can go to the 2026 World Cup for free. It's part of an initiative by Airbnb to give away 1,000 free tickets to youth. Airbnb will work with local nonprofits to choose the lucky recipients. They say the goal is to give the next generation the opportunity to attend this historic event. According to the company, hosts in New York and New Jersey will house about 25,000 people during the event. For this week's music news, WFUV's Livia Regina gives us a sneak peek of Iron and Wine's interview about their new album. Plus, City Parks Foundation has announced the lineup for this year's Summer Stage Festival.
Iron and Wine's Sam Beam released his latest album, Hen's Teeth, in February. It was written and recorded at the same time as the 2024 album, Like Verse. For a new FUV live session, Beam performed a set at the Loft at City Winery. He also spoke to host Russ Boris about the album's track order.
I definitely think about the sequencing a lot. I don't worry about people actually listening to it, you know, because they're going to listen to a single or whatever. I make the sequence for the people who are going to listen to the whole thing anyway.
Watch and listen to Iron and Wine's entire FUV live session at WFUV.org or via the FUV Live Sessions podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Podcasts. Iron and Wine is on tour now and will be in New York at Brooklyn Steel on May 13th. The 40th anniversary of the Capital One City Parks Foundation Summer Stage is approaching. The summer-long event includes free and benefit concerts in parks across all five boroughs. Erica Elliott is the Executive Artistic Director of the City Parks Foundation and Summer Stage Festival. She's looking forward to the diverse range of artists that will play the festival.
Really, the whole goal is to make sure that what we're presenting really uplifts New Yorkers and gives space and, you know, holds space for communities that you might not see on other stages or at other festivals, and that we really celebrate the diversity of communities that are here in New York.
This year's lineup includes Black Country New Road, De La Soul, Mavis Staples, Spoon, Horse Girl, and more. The festival will also feature performances from the Metropolitan Opera, multiple dance companies, and jazz ensembles. The season runs from May 30th to October 1st.
And that's our show for today. You can find more stories online at WFUVnews.org and on Instagram and TikTok at WFUVnews. Please follow and rate us on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps. If you have a tip, question, or just want to say hi, send us a DM or email us at newsroom@WFUV.org. I'm your host and producer, Lainey Nguyen. Our reporters today are Sienna Reinders, Sonia Wellawood-Agoda, and Mia Barth. And I'm your editor.